back again. Listen, I just published an episode, if you want to listen to it, about, you know, how I'm back. But it's not really how I'm back episode. I deleted the first part of it on accident. So, hi, Concha. You're not chilling with me, man. No. No, you're not gonna chill with me. Not babe. No babes. Sorry about my English accent. That wasn't even good. I'm sorry if you're English and you get offended by this. I won't do it again. Possibly. Possibly. You know, that was just me being a dumb American. My bad, baby. Anyway, I've changed. I'm not the same no more. It's not me. I'm gone. I'm new. I've grown a year, which is cool. And you know, you nice. You all chilled out. It's okay. Growing up is something that, you know, it's something that I never would really think would hit me. Because, you know, I'm still a kid. Don't get me wrong. I'm 16. But it's like, when I was younger, I never think growing up would be hard. Or, you know, the world would be this tough. I'm gonna explain why. When I was younger, I was super happy, super nice. I still am, don't get me wrong, but it's like, I was completely different. I was just a kid, you know? And as I grew, my body changed and everything changed. My moods changed. And I don't know if this is appropriate for a podcast, you know, especially this podcast, because I don't remember getting this deep into things emotionally, especially in the second episode of the second season. Let's go! You know, I was depressed. I had terrible anxiety. I still have terrible anxiety, and I still sometimes do get depressed again. And it sucked. And, you know, my depression stemmed from body issues, self-confidence, you know, grades, school, family. It was not a good mix. And, you know, at 13, I don't think a 13-year-old should be experiencing that. And, you know, I was diagnosed with depression. I had, like, major depression. I didn't think it was that bad. But it was tough. I went to therapy. Apparently, I was in the red zone for, like, suicide, which is true. I used to be suicidal. I did do an attempt. And it didn't work. So, which is cool. I guess. It's nice. But, you know, I'm gonna be honest right now, therapy, it's not for everyone. You know what? I'm not gonna say that, because I do recommend getting therapy. It's just the therapist that you get. It's gonna be a trial and error. It really is gonna be a trial and error, because there was one therapist that I had. I don't know if it's a psychiatrist, or I don't know what to call it. She helped me. But it was when I was super suicidal and I had to go to the big hospital and it was all that. It was a fancy. It was nice. It was very nice. And she was a very nice lady. And, you know, she helped me out a lot. And she really did. I don't remember some of this stuff, but she really made me feel happy. And, like, for like, when I was 13, it was really nice because I haven't really felt happy at that age. It was a lot going on. And, you know, being depressed at that age sucked. But it didn't really suck for me because it's like, I didn't care at that time about myself. I cared about my mom. Because I feel like I dragged her down with me. I feel like I'm going all over the place. I'm rambling, which I probably am. So let me try to put this in order. At 13, I try to commit suicide, right? You know, overdose, I try to do that. I looked up all the works. I looked up how to get a gun, how to kill myself, how to do all this. But I was depressed for like 3 years, ever since I was 10. And I guess it got to the point where I did want to kill myself. I did have multiple attempts, a lot of times in my own house when people were there. How was that bold? Ooh. And, you know, I did have multiple attempts. And, you know, I was almost successful with the pills. And, you know, depression isn't new in my family. Some of my family members experienced it, but, you know, in my culture, mental health isn't big at all. And it sucks because you can tell that my family went through that. Clearly, I don't want to get into too much of that because it's way too personal. And I'm telling strangers on the internet about this. I don't know if I should post this or not. I probably will. I don't care. It's in the past. Maybe I'll spread awareness. I don't know. But I did. But then, you know, I was laying in my bed. And, you know, in my old house, my room was right next to literally next to my mom's room. And I was laying there and was taking effect. I was just looking at my ceiling. I was thinking, what the heck? What am I doing, man? And then, you know, started to get fuzzy. And then all of a sudden, I felt like I was burning. And I went to my mom's room. And I laid with my mom. My mom was on her tablet. I knew what she was playing. She was playing the Candy Crush. And she's still rocking it at Candy Crush. And she was just laying there. And I said, Mom. She said, yes. And I said, I did something bad. She's like, what'd you do? And I said, I took pills. She said, what? I said, I took pills. So, when I took the pills, right, I know who was there. My cousins were at the house. My brothers were at the house. And my mom was at the house. When I took the pills, I took them in the bathroom. And the thing that really surprised me, and, you know, ooh, TikTok notification. I guess, I don't know what got into me. But anyways, I told her what I did. And she told me to get a cup of milk. And chug that John down. She said, drink that. And I did. It was nasty. It was very nasty. And then soon after, she told my dad. And it was just a crying mess. And, you know, no one in my family really knows about what happened to me. And they still don't know about, especially my siblings, they don't know. My grandma, they don't know what I did. They don't know. I'm still depressed, sort of. Not as much, not like suicidal, but like I still get depressed sometimes. Or my anxiety, they don't know that. And my mom and dad took me to their room, and I was talking to them. And it sucked because my dad didn't understand it at first. He, you know, called me crazy about it. You know, what's wrong with me? Why am I so sad? I have everything on my hands. And it sucked. Because I'm like, I could have died, you know? But I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to talk about it. Maybe it's because, you know what, I don't want to talk about it or think about it again of how, you know, what my dad said. My mom, she was a different story. She was just worried about me. and all that, which was nice. I really appreciated that she was trying to support me and all this. And, you know, we were in a Kroger's parking lot, and that's where I called my therapist. Well, to get to, you know, not really therapy now, then, but it was more of like a suicide prevention thing. I didn't go to a psychic ward, thank you. But that's where I met Stephanie, and, you know, I'll be honest. That first session was a doozy. Me and my mom cried. I told her about my multiple attempts. I told her how I wanted to do it, how I planned it out. But, you know, the thing is, I guess, how do I say this? I'm the type of person who doesn't want to bring shame on their family. Maybe it's because, you know, my family's, I don't want to bring their standards down of their kids. I don't want, my mom and dad already looked down upon in my family because they think we're poor, they think we're all this, but we're really not. Sometimes my family can be toxic. That's why I don't want, you know. I wanted to kill myself in a specific way. So then my mom and dad wouldn't be looked at bad. Or my siblings wouldn't get sad. I wanted to think about what would happen after I kill myself. How they would find me and how would, you know, make it as short as possible. And I looked for ways, you know. I was like, okay. If I walk in front of a car or bus, they'll think it's like some sort of accident. It wouldn't be the sign of suicide, because if it's a sign of suicide and they find me dead, then my parents are going to blame, and they're going to wonder why I was so sad. And then my people in my family are going to talk about my parents and how they're bad parents. And, you know, I didn't want that. So I'm like, you know, I didn't want to dishonor them in any way, even if I did kill myself. And you know, I went through the thing of self-harm for a little bit. And you know, therapy was going great with Stephanie. And I was getting better until they took me out. I was like, oh my god, are you serious? And, you know, in that time, I didn't want to take medication at all. I had to take medication for depression and anxiety. I got diagnosed with depression and anxiety somewhere. I got diagnosed with depression and anxiety, I think, at the therapy thing, when they gave me the tablet, and then I had to, like, press all the things that I felt, and I did it honestly. And then my depression was off the charts, and my anxiety was super up, and I was like, alright, I didn't expect that, but go off. And, you know, that's how it went. Therapists, I don't like some. These people made me feel like crap. They really did. They would act, you know how you're talking to a person and you can tell how they're being sarcastic. They literally made me feel like crap because they were just telling me things that I wanted to hear. For example, with Stephanie, she was brute honest. I love people who are brute honest with me, even if it hurts me. You know, it's whatever. And like, as long as it's the truth, I don't care. Okay. These women would tell me everything I wanted to hear. And I know that. And you could tell in their tone of voice, the way they acted, and their retreat. It was terrible. And so, you know, I don't recommend this in any way. Please do not take my word for it. Or do it. I feel like I need to go back to therapy sometimes. But I'm getting too old. I can't go back. I left therapy. It sucked. It was trash. So I went on medication too, but like, I will say the medication did help with anxiety. I don't know about the depression. If it was anything with depression, the thing that helped me, and this might sound like really corny or whatever, was really my mom. My mom was there with me 100%, and I can't thank her enough for it. She was really there. She was like always there when I needed her the most. Anytime I needed her, literally, she was there. And, you know, I appreciate that. It's getting too personal. Mommy issues, daddy issues. Ooh. I don't think it's issues, but I don't know. Yeah. I think that's why being an adult's getting kind of hard. I think it's because, you know, even though I had those experiences, it was like anxiety and depression, all that, I know that I still had my mom and my dad. Mostly my mom, but still. I think that it's getting hard to... Oh, I'm gonna cry! I think that it's getting hard to not have people like my family be close to me no more. It's literally gonna be me alone. And, you know, I guess that's the way of growing up. It's tough. And it sucks. But I guess that's what I didn't expect. I didn't expect being alone. But then again, being alone also means I find myself as a person and what I want to do and who I want to be. But then again, it's hard because I'm leaving people I love, and, you know, I feel like that's what makes me. I feel like a lot of things make people themselves, and I feel like my family really does make me. Maybe it's because I'm the youngest and, you know, everyone is constantly observing me and, you know, I don't know. It just sucks to be alone sometimes. Maybe I do need therapy now. Oh, now I gotta go back. You know, being alone is something else. I've never experienced it. I have. No, I have. Being depressed and all that. But I don't want to. I guess it's because I don't want to go through it again. I don't want to feel what I felt like in my early teens, my super early teens. I don't want to go through that again. I don't know if it's going to be the same or different. I literally don't want to go through it. I don't want to feel that. I don't want to feel sad. Feeling sad sucks. But I guess growing up isn't about feeling sad. And, well, sometimes it is. Sometimes when you grow up, get sad. But then again, you have no experiences you never had. And experiences maybe you won't have, you know, you'll never have if you're 16. It's tough. I'm not there yet. But slowly, soon enough I'll be 18. That's when I'm a legal adult. And then everything is put on me. I have to get a full-time job. Make sure I keep up with my credit. I can vote, I guess. But there's no point in that. You know what? No. Vote. I guess. Yeah. Maybe I'm over-dramatizing it. Dramatizing? Dramatic. Maybe I'm being too dramatic. Maybe I'm being too hard on growing up in adulthood and it's just waiting for me. Maybe it's like, Mariana. It's like, Mariana, it's not all that bad. Sure, you're gonna be in thousands of dollars in student debt. But who's telling you to go to college? What's the point of me not working if I'm not going to college? What's the point of all these expectations? You know, I feel like whoever's listening to this, I'm so sorry that I put all my problems out there. But you know what? It's whatever. You're still listening to this, and maybe you're like, ooh, this is so juicy or whatever. And like, oh, so sad. Or she's being too dramatic. I don't know. I'm scared to drive a car. Ugh, but I gotta grow up, right? I can't be a baby all my life. Man. This is booty. Oh my god. I have to go back to therapy. I just put all my feelings out here to strangers. Which is okay. I feel like strangers can talk to each other. As long as they're very nice. And very cool and not weirdos. Alright. How long have I been going on for? Let me see how long I'm going for. 23 minutes ain't bad. That's a whole episode of me talking about my feelings. Hooked on a feeling. Burn, burn, down, down. I'm high on believing. Dun, dun. The children love with me. Do, 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 do. Alright. Alright then. I like how I said I'm not gonna do any, English imitations anymore. But then I am. So, it's whatever. Got me emotional podcast. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm back. And, you know, maybe I'll be posting more. Maybe I will. Because I have nothing to do this week. So, I probably will be making more episodes. Alright. I'm headed now, okay? Bye-bye!